everybody. Ginger Black with Work Insanity, workinsanity.com. Today I wanted to continue on with my leadership series about personality and behaviors and why it's important to understand more about people so that you can become a better leader. Leaders really understand what drives and motivates people, and part of that is finding out what our differences are so that you can understand how you're different from other people and how you can bring them along.
Personality assessment of people, especially if we're a team leader or a leader of people in general or a manager or boss, it's important that we understand how the differences in people can be worked with as opposed to it being a thorn in our side. Because if people are different than us, we sometimes get aggravated with them. So last time I talked about the difference between introverts and extroverts, which is part of our external processes. And we ask a question, when it's time to recharge your batteries, do you prefer to be alone or be with people? So today we're going to look at internal processes, and these are strategies that we use, and they're directly related to our level of attention and where we put our attention. So the question today is, if you're going to study a certain subject, would you be more interested solely in the facts and their application for the now? Or would you be more interested in the ideas and the relationships between the facts and their application for the future? So this is the difference between what's called an intuitor and a sensor. The intuitor being more into the possibilities and the relationships and the meanings of experiences. And the sensors, who are more apt to perceive the immediate, the practical facts of their experience and their life. So an intuitor is only about 25% of the population, and they prefer to perceive possibilities. They're more interested in the abstract, you know, the big picture view, which is really good for leaders, because leaders need to not get involved so much in the kind of down in the trenches with the details. So if you see, leaders, especially of corporations, they need to take the company to the future instead of living in the now. And so this is important to recognize this in your team members. And again, what I want to say here is, you know, the behaviors don't make the person, and they can always be modified. So when you're looking at people, you don't want to judge them for these things, but you want to know, how do I work with these people because they're different than me? So again, intuitors are grasping possibilities. Now, most intuitors tend to have a positive attitude towards change, which, you know, we really think that sometimes that, oh, it's so important to be positive and it's so important to be pro-change, but we need the opposite as well. And we need the people who say that's not going to work. So, intuitors may perceive sensors as being kind of the stick in the muds. They're going to be negative and they're going to be, stayed in tried and true. Intuitors also like open-ended instructions, and they value their autonomy. The other thing that I've noticed about intuitors is, and this is frustrating for some people, intuitors see patterns in complex situations, and not everybody can see patterns. So it's important to understand when you're trying to ask for patterns that you seek out people who are intuitors. So jobs that intuitors might be interested in would be psychology, musicians, mathematicians, architect. And intuitors are also known to be dreamers and visionaries. So they want to make today into what they already envision for tomorrow. They also move towards a greater abstraction of thinking. They find relationships between ideas, and then they move to levels of greater specificity. They may relate it to the current situation. Some intuitions obviously are more out there than others. And I think it's important as an intuitor to be able to relate back to the sensors what your ideas are all about, because if you can't get them to come along with you, then you're in trouble too. And some of you who are study personal development all may have heard of Buckminster Fuller. He was an intuitor. So some of his stuff may seem out there for people, but actually some of his stuff today seems very true because he was looking to the future. So the dividing line between the intuitor and the sensor is going to be, are they thinking abstractly or specifically? So the intuitors are more abstract and the sensors are more specific. Sensors are in the 75% of the population, and they are normally extroverts. They prefer immediate, real, factual information, practical. They like to experience life in a practical way instead of having a relationship between ideas. They're very matter of fact. They're more interested in concrete, and the intuitor was the abstract side of the house. Now, the sensor, you know, lives in the now, and they experience what they see in front of them. So they think they're realistic and down to earth, and they don't like hunches or foo-foo stuff. They think that intuitors are way out there. They have their heads, you know, somewhere else, maybe in the clouds. The average businessman is actually a sensor. And yet people who are into NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, like I am, are intuitors. They understand the problems that people have between communication and business, between NLP people and business people. So sensors tend to be factual. They're visual people, so they like, you know, they like presentations that have visual images, and they like authority and work. So they're not practicing in the cloud with their head in the clouds. They're realistic. They also like order. They have a practical outlook, and they may be willing to take direction that proceeds toward defined goals. So if you're a leader and you're intuitive and you're trying to get sensors to come along with you, then you need to understand how you present your goals to them. It has to be somewhat in the now, moving them slowly towards change in the future. Sensors like business jobs. They like office management, production, maybe even police work, sales, technology, and so forth. They, again, live in the now. They have short memories and not much ability to look towards the future. And they tend to be poor planners because they can't plan out to the future. You know, it reminds me when I think of planners that used to be a little thing that said, plan ahead, and it was written, you know, on a line, and then the last part of ahead went down off the line because they hadn't planned enough space. And that's the way that sensors are the way sensors are. There are going to be people who are concerned with what's happening right now. And I often say in business, this is why we end up with so many people who are willing to only deal with the drama and the putting the fires out, because so many of the people are sensors and they're not involved with the looking to the future and how can we prevent this from happening again. They're just interested in putting the fire out. Interestingly enough, the intelligence tests are actually geared towards intuitors. And since a sensor is more apt to weigh all the answers, they take too long to answer the questions. So when you take a personality assessment too, you may be the correlation, there may be a direct correlation between the score on the intuitor scale and the level of intelligence. Okay, so again, if you're dealing with people in a sensory way, they need to be in the now, they need to be dealing with the facts, and when you're looking at intuitors, they like to plan ahead, they see the future, and they're not interested much in the details of what's going on right now. And again, we all have pieces of this within us, so it's not black and white that one person is only going to be sensory and the other person is going to be intuitive. It means that the strength of a person or they're more apt to go towards being, a sensor would be more apt towards factual information. It doesn't mean they never see the future. It doesn't mean they can't go there. It just means that the strength of their personality lies with doing it that way. So as a leader, first it's important to understand how you are or who you are. And as you start to understand who you are, then how are you going to lead the other people? For instance, if you're a leader of people and you're a sensor, you would need to probably get some advisors around you who are intuitors. Because when you start to understand the future better and how intuitors can help you go toward the future, they may help you understand how to take your organization to the future. So it's important as a leader, too, if you are a sensor, to start realizing that the facts of the day are not going to take you where you want to go. The facts of the day are going to hold you in the now. The facts of the day are going to hold you back from the future. So again, it doesn't mean that leaders can't be sensors. It doesn't mean that. It just means that they need to work a little harder to see their intuitor side and to understand how to look towards the future and to understand how to plan and to understand how to present their goals to take everyone to the next level, because goals aren't going to take you to the future if you're not programming the people to move themselves towards the future. So it's important for both aspects to be present, but it's also important as a leader to lean a little more towards your intuitor side. Again, sensors and intuitors, and nobody's a bad person. It's just where your strengths lie. Thanks for joining me today, and look forward to continuing on our leadership series, Ginger Black, WorkInsanity, WorkInsanity.com. Thanks again, and have a great day.